This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to host a bipartisan group of U.S. senators at the White House Thursday after they signaled progress toward an agreement on a major package of infrastructure spending. Discussions in recent days have focused on a spending plan of more than $1 trillion, split roughly evenly between new and repurposed funding. Specific targets of action include improving the nation's roads and electrical grid and widening access to broadband internet. One of the main points of contention has been how to pay for the plan. Mr. Biden has advocated raising the corporate tax rate, but Republicans have opposed that step after successfully cutting the rate during the previous administration of President Donald Trump. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will attend the G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting in Venice, Italy, July 9th and 10th, to press U.S. policy priorities, the Treasury said Thursday. Those include taxes, climate change, and an inclusive recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Yellen will meet bilaterally with G20 counterparts and attend the Venice International Conference on Climate with G20 counterparts July 11th. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to visit the U.S.-Mexico border Friday as part of her effort to curb the surge in migrants attempting to enter the United States while examining the root causes of migration from Central America. Harris visited Guatemala and Mexico earlier this month, pointedly telling migrants, quote, do not come, end quote, to the U.S. But thousands of migrants from those two countries, along with those from Honduras and El Salvador, have been making the long trek to the border, many on foot, escaping poverty and crime in their homelands. This is VOA News. An oceanfront apartment block in the U.S. state of Florida partially collapsed early Thursday, killing at least one person, with 51 people still unaccounted for. It sparked a major emergency response, with dozens of rescuers combing the rubble for survivors. Online videos showed a large portion of the 12-story building just north of Miami Beach reduced to rubble, with the apartment's interiors exposed. A fire official said 35 people were rescued from the building, while a local news station reported firefighters pulled one boy from the rubble alive. An estimated 230,000 people have been forced from their homes by fighting and violence in Myanmar this year and are in need of assistance, the United Nations Humanitarian Agency said Thursday. Myanmar has been in crisis since a February 1st coup ousted an elected government, prompting nationwide anger that has led to protests, killings, and bombings, and battles on several fronts between troops and newly formed civilian armies. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, said relief operations were ongoing but were being hindered by armed clashes, violence, and insecurity in the country. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky signed a decree Thursday imposing sanctions on tycoon Dmytro Firtash, the presidential office said. Ukraine's Security and Defense Council last week announced the sanctions against him, accusing him of selling titanium products that allegedly end up being used by Russian military enterprises. Firtash denies the accusations. Russia reported more than 20,000 new coronavirus infections and 568 deaths Thursday, a peak not seen since January, as the country battles a surging outbreak of the Delta variant, worsened by a sluggish vaccination drive. The Russian capital also recorded the highest deaths in one day since the start of the pandemic, according to the state-run TASS news agency. President Vladimir Putin is a supporter of a proposal from Germany and France for the EU to restart summits with Russia, the Kremlin said Thursday. The Kremlin spokesperson was responding to a question about a proposal by Berlin and Paris for the 27-member bloc to contemplate a potential summit with the Kremlin chief. Many EU member states are resistant to the idea, and Ukraine's foreign minister blasted the proposal earlier Thursday ahead of a debate on the issue by the European Union's leaders. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.